Well, again, it is Youth Sunday, and so we are actually going to have Aiden Moore preach for us today again. You can make your way up. If you would, take that little black book and pass it, sign it, pass it along to the end, to the outside. Aiden also spent a week at NYR. He's actually been working on this sermon for a while, and I know that he's excited about giving that, delivering that to you. First, I'm going to pray for him, and then we're going to get into our word, okay? God, thank you for Aiden and his willingness to preach your word. I pray that you give him the right words, and I thank you for guiding him as he's prepared this sermon, and I pray that you continue to lead him and guide him in this. Let any kind of nerves or fears out, leave, and just your words spoken and truth delivered. We thank you for Aiden. In your awesome name, pray. Amen.
Good morning. A couple buddies and I were talking at church camp, and one of the boys started to brag about his father and said that his dad scribbles down a few words on a piece of paper, calls it a poem, and he gets $50 for it. My friend said, "Oh, well, that's nothing. My dad scribbles down a few words on a piece of paper, calls it a song, and gets $100 for it." I said, "I got both of you beat. Scribble down a few words on a piece of paper, call it a sermon, and it takes 8 people to collect all the money." Before I start, I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray for today, Lord. Thank you that we could just all be here, Lord. And I pray that these words of mine will bless these people and that they will just see through me God speaking and their lives, and that they'll take away from this and be able to use it in their everyday lives and just help people and just be with their family, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, this morning I'm going to talk about family. My theme verse is Psalm 126:3. "The Lord has done great things for this family, and we are filled with joy." It means the Lord has made our family prosper and has filled our families with joyous times. Jesus is why we are filled with joy. Whenever I say this verse, I want you to think of what the Lord has done for your family. Let's talk about family in general. Family isn't just the people who bore you. Your brothers, sisters, cousins, and more are all examples of family. But today, I'm not only talking about your immediate and extended family, but also your spiritual family, and how to become part of this amazing family. I am also going to talk about how a family should work together and respect one another. Now let's talk about how a family should love, which leads me to my first point: family loves. The Lord has done great things for this family, and we are filled with joy. Psalm 126:3. Family can love each other in many, many different ways. First of all, they should obey the Lord. The parents should try their best to mold and shape their children into followers of Christ and prepare them for the situations of temptation and struggle of the world. Children should obey their parents. The fifth commandment even says, "Honor thy mother and father." Since this is put as one of the 10 commandments, it must be a very important rule to follow. Isaiah 64:8 says, "And yet, O Lord, are our father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We all are formed by your hand." If our Father in heaven is forming us, then the parents should definitely be molding their children. Another way that family can love each other is to pray for each other. 1 Thessalonians 5:25 says, "Brothers, pray for us." If a family is praying for each other, you can see that they care and have a strong bond. Family needs to be united. Mark 3:25 says, "And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand." The family must have the same beliefs and must encourage one another so everyone can keep up their part of the house, or in other words, the family. Lastly, a family needs to encourage. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, Therefore, encourage one another as you are doing. When you encourage, you are building up the other person's self-esteem, which then they feel better and are more likely to be kind and pass the compliments around. You may be asking me, what if you don't physically live by family? I would tell you, you have family and all the Christians around you. Family is needed greatly, which brings me to my second point. Family is needed. The Lord has done great things for this family, and we are filled with joy. Psalm 126:3. You may be wondering, why do I need family? Family not only provides financial support, but also provides mental support. When you emotionally fall, they are there to pick you up with compliments and cheer you up with jokes. Romans 14:19 says, so then, let us pursue what makes for peace and mutual upbuilding. Families are to encourage each other even when it's hard. True family helps you get through this life. Even though your immediate family may fail you, you have your spiritual family that won't. Romans 3:23 says, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If we choose to be Christians, we have the gift of being adopted into the family of God. He accepts us all, no matter how bad our sin or how far we have run from Him. He is relentlessly chasing after us and will continue to, no matter the cost. I was able to witness this firsthand a few weeks ago on July 17, 2018. For those of you who may not know, Abram and Aubrey were adopted into our family. I could see God's redeeming love over and over as He rescued them and gave them a family to belong to. On September 2013, at the age of 9, I was baptized by my grandpa Brian and welcomed into God's family. I felt like God was compelling me to make the greatest decision I have ever made and will ever make. I knew that I needed God, and He was wanting me to join Him and His family in Christ. Jesus died so that we could be a part of this family. If you have not made the decision to be baptized, I would love for you to pray about it. Maybe you feel a spot missing in your life. It is probably God trying to tell you that you need Him to fill that void. He is continually trying to bring us in and show us His love in this family. As a reward for believing and being baptized, God has graciously allowed us to be called children of God with an eternal reward that lasts forever in heaven with Him. For my final point, I want you to know that as Christians, we are all part of one giant family. The Lord has done great things for this family, and we are filled with joy. Psalm 126:3. This family is called the family of God. The way to become part of this family is to believe and become baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38 says, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This family includes our Father, God, His Son, Jesus, our Counselor, the Holy Spirit, and all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. God, our Father, created us and this world. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Lastly, the Holy Spirit is there to guide us and help us make the right decisions. These three make up the Trinity. There are three of them, but they all make one. An easier way to think of them is to think of them as a three-leaf clover. It has three leaves, but is all part of the same plant. Now that we have a general idea of what the Trinity is, let's get back to this family I was talking about. When I say this family is giant, I mean it is giant. I'm talking every baptized believer that has ever lived and that will ever live. While your immediate family may fail you, you have all of your brothers and sisters to spiritually pick you up. It is our job as Christians to help, care, and love. We need to be involved in the church. some other good ways to connect with our spiritual family, maybe attending a Bible study, youth groups, and Christian conferences. Another thing this family should do is be there for non-believers. Show them the love of Christ, so they will be encouraged to join the family. If you have your Bibles, will you please flip to Luke 5, 9 through 11? Before I read this passage, I want to summarize what is happening. So picture this. Jesus was teaching at Lake Gennesaret. He sees two boats on the shoreline and decides he will teach from one of them. The boat he picks belongs to Simon Peter. Jesus tells Simon to put out a little ways from shore. Then Jesus starts to teach again. Once he had finished speaking, he told Simon Peter to put out into deep waters and let down the nets. Simon Peter told Jesus that they had been fishing all night and had caught nothing. But since Jesus said so, he would do so. And when they casted the nets, they had to signal their partners on another boat to come and help bring in the large catch. They had so many fish that the boats began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell to Jesus' knees and told Jesus to get away from him because he was a sinful man. And this is where we pick up in our passage. Please follow along with me, starting in verse 9. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Like it says in the verses, we need to go be fishers of people. We need to bring others in so they can experience the good news. Then it's just a domino effect from there. One person tells another, and that person tells another, and that person tells another, and on and on and on. But it's your choice to start it. You have to take command. In closing, it's important to remember, family loves so much. Aren't you glad we have family? The family of Christ is so amazing. We need to help extend our family and keep bringing people in. If you weren't a believer, wouldn't you want someone to tell you about this amazing, loving, caring family? It is our job to bring people into the family of Christ. My challenge for you is to witness and bring people in. Invite them to church, Bible studies, and witness to them about the crucifixion, resurrection, and Jesus' love for us. We are all part of one giant family. It is time to act, time to recruit people for the army of God and share His love. The Lord has truly done great things for this wonderful, amazing, loving, caring family. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that these people got something from my words today, Lord, and that you spoke through me and that they will take away from this what they needed. And I just hope that I've helped them understand, Lord, and just thank you for your son and the sacrifice you did and paid on the cross for us. I pray that we can go home during our daily lives and that we can show that we love Jesus and that he is with us. And I hope if we don't have family that believes, that we will be able to show them the love of Christ, Lord. And thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I love it every single time I see the kids get up here. They are the future of the church. And Aiden put it very well. I mean, he threw you the gospel. I hope you caught it. He challenged you. And I do hope that you guys know that this is a family. One of the highlights at NYR this past week was sitting around the campfire. And one night, one person would be kind of on the spot or the center And each one of us went around and said what we appreciated, what we loved about that person. And we spoke truth into each other. And that's what family does. And Aiden just spoke truth to you guys. He doesn't want you to be without Christ. This is the opportunity, this invitation song right now, to come forward, to not be without Christ, to make Christ your own, to accept him as he is pursuing you with everything that he has. And so we hope that you guys would stand with us and pray and come forward if you need to.